and welcome to Flow with the Funk. My name is Michelle, aka Flow, aka your funky celebrant. This is a podcast aimed at anyone and everyone interested in love and ceremony, from the beginning of life to the end of life, and everything in between. It gives me great pleasure to introduce to you the lovely Emma from Store Valley Gifting. Emma, welcome.
Thank you. Good morning. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Even though it's raining outside,
it's pouring, isn't it? It's terrible.
It's horrible. Yeah. So, Stort Valley Gifting, where are you? And obviously, it probably says it on the tin in gifting, but what exactly do you do in the way of gifting?
So we are actually a fellow Essex business. So we are based down in Harlow, so opposite end of the county. And that we have got a shopfront, we've got tasting rooms, we've got an event space here. And basically what we do is we do local produce, food and drink gifting. And we got into weddings probably about 6-7 months ago, because one of the things that we do that's really unique is we do in-house personalized ribbon. So we can put branding onto things for companies, so we work with a lot of companies, but also we can put messages onto things. So for example, we have our passion fruit gin, and you can see there that one is ribboned up for a wedding, and they use those as their centerpieces, and people got to put them on the table. Or we can do little favors as chocolate bars, and you can see the boxes behind you, so we can do things like gifts for friends, family, members of the wedding party. And that's basically what we do, and we sort of offer a really personalized service and work with our brides and grooms to make sure that they're getting an amazing experience as well. They get to come in, if they're local, they get to come in and try some of the stuff. So it's a really fun experience.
Cool. You have me at gin. Is it your own gin?
So we do a couple of ranges. We're about everything local. The only local range that we don't, the only non-local range that we do is actually produced by my cousin. Right. So there's a sort of family connection there, but we've got gins from Chelmsford, and they're incredibly sustainable because not only are they produced locally, but they actually, even in the distillation process, they use local water, spring water. So the company that produce it, they use wax seals so the bottles are fully recyclable. There's no plastics involved. And that's always been a policy of ours as a business as well. We want to be as sustainable as possible. So we don't, our main focus is sort of the hamper side of things. But rather than using wicker, which often comes from China, and it's obviously got the carbon footprint, etc., we use biodegradable FSC certified packaging. So we use boxes, so you can see some of them behind us, so they still look really pretty with the ribbon on and stuff, but that's basically what we do.
So how long have you been going, did you say?
So we started in 2020, and we didn't really start in intending to do this. We actually started with the wholesale of my cousin's spirits, and retail as well. And then we kind of grew, and one year, in the first Christmas, we got asked for chocolate. So we started working with a local chocolatier. Then the second year, I was like, it'd be really nice to do a local produce hamper, because we've got so many amazing local producers. Yeah. Who have got Guild of Fine Food Great Taste Awards, things like that. So we thought, let's put together some hampers. And again, working with local companies, you get to build that relationship. And also you get the name out there of certain people who haven't got physical presence and haven't got a shop, and aren't necessarily picked up by the big hamper companies. So we started doing that, and then we expanded on that, and that's what we kind of became known for. And we just, as I say, we just grew and grew, and we work with probably about 50 different local producers now. And we try and be as sustainable as possible in every element of what we do. So we use local companies for anything that we can possibly do. So we avoid things like printing. The desks that we have are, in some cases, we get upcycled desks. desks from a local company, but the company that we work with are one of the most highly rated in the UK for their eco credentials. And they did some upcycling for us as well. So we have got filing cabinets that have been turned into tables and things like that. So it's kind of really keeping it as local as we can and as sustainably as we can as well. So
did you set up the business with a green hat on, or has it evolved?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think that when you are setting up a business, nowadays it is actually really important to look at that sustainability element. It is harder for smaller companies, I think, because there are a lot more costs involved of being sustainable. But actually, I think that's what people want nowadays. Mm-hmm. We personally, my husband and I, have always been passionate about supporting local and going direct to people to buy things rather than sort of going through third parties, etc., and trying to cut down on our air miles. And it just sort of, it seemed a natural progression to put that into the business. So things like, for example, our bottles, which are often used as wedding favors, the individual ones or gifts, we actually donate all of our empty bottles. As you saw, they've got sort of quite an ornate pattern on them, and a lot of people really like them for weddings. So we donate them to a local charity shop when they're empty, and then they fill them with lights, and then they sell them on to brides who then get to use them for their weddings, which is amazing. So we'll sometimes see a picture and we'll be like, oh, we recognize that bottle. And it's kind of, it's helping out a local charity, but it's also helping out other people as well, and keeping that sort of sustainability element going as well. All of the stoppers, for example, in the bottles are all glass, so they can be recycled. We try and make sure that anything that we're using isn't sourced from overseas. So we just try to do it as sustainably as we possibly can.
So you started off as a gifting outlet, and you'll say you got a physical shop presence, and you also obviously do it online. How did you stumble, or did you walk knowingly with the light behind you into weddings?
Not at all. I mean, my own wedding, I had great fun planning. I really, really enjoyed that element of it. And we got loads of quirky things. We actually kept our whole wedding a pretty much a secret. And we didn't tell anyone about the things that we were doing, but we tried to keep it sustainable. So rather than having paper wedding invites, we actually had wedding tea towels. To this day, we get people saying, I'm still using my wedding tea towel, which is amazing because they were sent out like 6.5 years ago.
Wow.
And to hear that those are still going is brilliant. We wanted to make sure that we use local suppliers. We wanted to be as green as possible. I think as well with things like wedding favors, for example, so often they get thrown away and people don't use them or they get left. And what actually happens to it all? So we decided to do miniature bottles of gin. And it was a really good kind of conversation, an icebreaker, because people going, oh, what flavor have you got? Oh, that's really cool. And if you didn't like the flavor, people were swapping. So it's a really great way of kind of engaging. We did a pimp your Prosecco bar, all those kind of things. So I think I really enjoyed doing it. And then we had a couple of brides at an event approach us. They were actually on a hen do, and they were coming out there. Oh, do you do those as, do you have miniature ones and do you do them as favors? And I said, well, we can do. And then when we invested in the ribbon printer a year ago, then we realized, well, actually we can brand it all for the wedding couple. And that's a really great idea. And having a favor like an individually ribbon chocolate bar, for example, on your table for your guests is a really lovely idea. And we cater to all different dietary requirements as well, so it kind of fits all the criteria, so that everything's produced locally. You've got the ribbon, which we actually sourced locally as well, so the ribbon printer is an Essex ribbon printer. So that's how we fell into it, I think, really. But we just really enjoy it. And we've done some really unusual different things for brides, where they've wanted around their bouquets, for example, they've wanted a message of perhaps from a loved one who's passed away or something like that, that they wanted to get something written onto their bridal bouquet and then have it wrapped around there. So it's a really nice way of keeping a sort of momentum of the day.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. So yeah, it's weird how you fall into things suddenly, don't you? And then it's like, oh yeah, okay, this is a good path to follow.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just a fun one. I think that weddings are such a happy time, and a lot of people really enjoy planning their weddings. And as I say, I really enjoyed it. And I'm still in contact with a lot of the suppliers from our wedding today. So the lady where we got our wedding dress, which was literally 2 minutes down the road from us, I'm still in contact with her. And she's invited us to a couple of wedding fairs, which then meant we picked up more brides. Our photographers, Lena and Tom, they actually did our 40th birthday just before lockdown. Then they did our product photography for us when we first started. So we kind of built those relationships.
And brilliant to keep them going, isn't it? It's so that you'll always find,
Exactly.
you'll
Yeah,
always
in
find
fact,
a chance.
Fig, our official chief happiness officer, Fig, who's our cockapoo, she's actually got a photo shoot coming up with Lena and Tom very soon.
I look forward to seeing those photos. Were you a Small Business 100 this year?
Yeah, so we're one of the Small Business 100s, which we were delighted about. And then we were fortunate enough to be recognised as one of the F entrepreneurs as well. So when you get the, I think I've sent them out to you potentially before, but the chocolate bars that come when they do the webinars, the monthly ones, we actually provide those.
Ah, right. Okay, okay.
So those are our little ribbon chocolate bars.
I knew we come across each other in various different places because we're both in the same groups. So I've just got to get you in the Sustainable Wedding Alliance now, haven't I? Right, okay. And then we can be in all of them. So with what's your kind of, I mean, obviously I can hear what you're saying with your ethos. It's local, it's sustainable, and you're forging relationships with suppliers, and they've been going for a number of years. As you look to the future, have you got anything in mind of where you want to go in relation to your sustainability or in relation to the business? It's probably a big question to ask.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the things when we first started, we had a very distinct idea of what we wanted to do. We started in COVID, so our focus was very much on the alcohol side, and it was very much on the retail and wholesale. And we wanted to go national, we want to be supplying loads of different places. And then it gradually changed. And now I would say that what we really like is we want like working with more local businesses because we can build the relationship with people. And that's actually what we like. We like the fact that people know us and we go to events and people go, "Oh, I've heard of you." Or, "Oh, you're working with so and so. Oh, I saw your Instagram." And just cool stuff like that. And that's what it's about, I think. It's about getting known locally and also championing other local businesses, because ultimately we're all small businesses, and without small businesses there wouldn't be certain industries. And so it's just so important to support each other and to be there and to get ideas and work together. I mean, one of my sort of closest confidants and sort of business, someone I bounce business ideas off, is actually someone who in a way does very similar things to us, but we get on amazingly well and we're able to chat and we just have ideas, and he'll message me and say, "Oh, I was thinking of doing this, what do you think?" And it just kind of goes. And it's about supporting others.
Yeah, it's not about competition, is it? It's
No,
about building those
exactly. And
relationships.
there's things that he does that we don't do, and vice versa. So he'll keep an eye out for me, and I'll keep an eye out for him, and that's great.
No, that's brilliant. That's what community is about, and it just takes so much pressure off you, doesn't it, when you're actually looking out for each other in that way. So where exactly are you based?
So we're based in Harlow,
Harlow.
so right on the Hearts-Essex border. We've recently moved into a new warehouse. We started off actually in a tiny Safestore unit where literally you couldn't move. You just like stepped in and there was little shelves around and that was it. And within 6 weeks we outgrew that, so we took on another one. And then about 3 weeks later we realized that we just couldn't do it anymore, and we started looking for a unit, and we moved into an amazing business center where we had a sort of 550 square foot office, which we loved. We were there for 2 years. After year one, we realized actually this office isn't big enough because we're doing the hampers now. So we took on a sort of mini warehouse in one of their other buildings. And then this past year, after having done over 1,000 Christmas hampers and over 120 kilos of ribbon chocolate bars at Christmas on office tables and desks, we realized that we needed to expand. So we moved into a warehouse where we've got a tasting room, we've got our little events area. So we're hoping to host some hens and stags doing cocktail making, beer tasting, etc., things like that. So that's basically how we've sort of evolved as a business.
Well, when you actually open that pot up, let us know and I'll tell people there's somewhere they can go.
We work with, as I mentioned, we work with the furniture that we use is all sustainable and FSC certified. In fact, the company that we work with was one of the first in the country to become FSC certified. But it means that we have such a long lead time on products. We've got our tasting room already set up, but we're still waiting for all the tables and the chairs because they have to be made of sustainable materials as well.
It'll happen. So I was about to ask, because just as you were starting to talk, what's your best seller? But it might well be the chocolate, the amount that you sent out last year.
I would actually say there's a couple of things. So our passion fruit gin in the alcohol range and dark chocolate whiskey, those are both really, really popular. And interestingly, they're actually produced using sustainable techniques as well. So the energy that's used in the factory, but it's more of a warehouse that my cousin has, is actually powered by renewable energy sources. So we kind of say that's a really sustainable way of doing it. So those are our most popular in the drinks range. And then it really is the chocolate bars, individually ribbon chocolate bars, because we can put any brand on it, we can put any message on it. It's so versatile. It can be used if you just pop in to visit a client. It can be used for a snack and then also, as I say, it's really good for things like wedding favors, so putting on the table. So we've got 16 different flavors of them, ones that are gluten-free, ones that are vegan, we've got nut-free ones, so you can kind of mix and match, and they're all really cool colors as well, so you can actually match them to your wedding colors.
Awesome. I might have to come for a tasting. Chocolate and gin.
Absolutely, please do. We're always open to people coming in and popping in. We've actually got a networking on the 1st of November in the evening. We've got 53 local businesses signed up so far. People were just saying that we used to have a free networking locally, and unfortunately they stopped doing it. It was government funded and the funding stopped, and there was nowhere that was completely neutral where people could just go and chat to local businesses. So we thought, well, we've got the event space, we can take up to about sort of 70 people really standing, why not try it and see whether it works? And we opened registration for it must have been just over a week ago, and we've already got, I think it's 53 signed up, with a lot more sort of saying we're coming. So we were just amazed, and there's such a wide variety from there's people like there's a chocolatier coming, so he's bringing down all the stuff to taste, right up to sort of things like financial planners. We've got a wedding shop coming, so all different kind of people, but all local. And that's what it is. I think people just don't necessarily know that there's other local companies that do certain things.
Well, if you need a celebrant,
you are very welcome to come along.
I'll come and marry everybody. So with your hampers, what kind of size do you start? Do you like do mini ones up to really big?
Yeah, absolutely. So we customize it to everyone. So literally we say that we can start from probably your sort of, if you If you're going for an actual hamper, as in like the sort of the larger boxes, you're probably looking at around £25 to £30 being your minimum to actually get a good amount of stuff in it. But that includes the branded ribbon or the message on the ribbon as well, all of the packing apart from the postage. And we can go up to however much you want. So most people, what they do is actually give us a budget. And the nice, I mean, we can even go, as I say, the individual chocolate bars. So a couple of the, we work with a mobile bar company and they specialize in weddings. So what they do is they've obviously got their form, which says wedding colors. So when they get a booking and it's confirmed, they actually send out two chocolate bars in the wedding colors and they put the bride and groom's name on it. And they send that out to them. And it's like a really nice, I would say, we're looking forward to working with you on your celebrations. And that's just something. So we can start those literally are £12 to send out two bars with the ribbon on plus postage. So we try to cater for everyone's budget. Because again, I think that when you get things like personalized, it's so often so much more expensive. And there's lot you have to have minimum order numbers. And we don't have any of that. So we're kind of making sure that it's open to the masses.
Oh, that's cool. So if people want to come and see you, where do they come? I know you're in Harlow, but where do they come?
So we are based in West Place in Harlow, so which is where our sort of showroom is. We recommend just dropping us a message either on social media or an email, first of all, or we've got a contact form on our website just to check that we're actually going to be there. Because we are obviously, if we're out and about doing events, etc., we're not always here. But people can just pop in anytime. We're open at weekends as well. We can do evenings for people. We're very flexible on things like that. And because everything is customized, there isn't a huge amount on our website. There's a little bit of information about the things that we do, and we talk about the fact we do wedding favors, but because it's very much tailored to each individual, a lot of the information is kind of you just drop us a message and we share things with you.
Okay. And how do they email? What's your email address?
Email address is hello, HELLO, at stortvalleyspirits.co.uk.
Okay, and if they want to have a look at your website?
Website is www.stortvalleyspirits.co.uk and we are on Instagram and Facebook as Stort Valley Spirits and Gifting. We actually rebranded about 8 months ago when we sort of started focusing a little bit more on the gifting. We went to Stort Valley Gifting, but everyone locally knows us as Stort Valley Spirits. So no matter what I do, I can't get the Stort Valley Spirits out of anyone's heads. We were like, oh, we'll just keep the website.
It makes sense. If you're getting found like that, aren't you? Oh, that's brilliant. Emma, thank you so much for talking to me today. What's your big takeaway that you want to leave everybody with? Da-da-da, put you on the spot.
Support local. I think that's the key thing. Work with local people, people who really care. Small businesses care about you, and you'll build that relationship. So just support them because one day they might not be there if you're not supporting them.
Excellent advice and a very big piece of advice to leave you all on today. Emma, thank you so much for joining me. I will be down.
Excellent. We're looking forward to
We'll come for a
seeing
taste.
you.
I might have to get my husband to drive so I can come for a taste.
Oh, absolutely. But no, thank you so much. It's been great to chat with you. And I
Okay.
think it's just really nice to see the wedding community being so focused towards sustainability nowadays.
It's brilliant. It's brilliant. Excellent. And I will get you on the SWA. Thank you so much, my
Thank
friend.
you so much.
Emma has more fizz than a bottle of bubbly. Wasn't she fantastic? It was great talking to her, and I will get her onto the SWA.